Enoch was surrounded by people who had no place for God, people who spoke against God, people who were defiant towards God. And that sounds familiar, doesn't it? And here's the encouragement for us, that in such a world, Enoch walked with God. That's what he did, and that is what we are called to do today.
Welcome to Open the Bible with Pastor Colin Smith. I'm Steve Hiller. Glad you've joined us today. And Colin, we may have some listening today who say, you know, I think I can kind of relate to Enoch. I'm surrounded by people who are hostile, and I'm wondering, how do I just keep going? How do I keep walking with God?
Yeah, if you're in that position, you'll know it can be pretty discouraging. And you may well have found yourself asking the question, you know, is it even possible to sustain faith in the kind of circumstances that I'm in when I'm surrounded by so much unbelief? Well, I hope you're going to be really encouraged today, because we're going to meet a man who did sustain faith and did walk with God in some very dark circumstances and at a time when people were very, very hostile towards God indeed. You know, what's fascinating to me is that the world never changes. You know, we see around us that the culture is becoming increasingly hostile towards Christian faith. But now we're going to go today back into the earliest era of human history. And guess what we find? The culture there was very hostile towards living faith in God. And yet we're going to follow the story of a man who walked with God even in the face of these kind of difficulties. It's a wonderfully encouraging story, and I hope and pray that it's going to be a means of encouraging you to walk with God today.
Well, let's get into that story once again. We're in the book of Hebrews chapter 11, and we're going to take a look at Enoch as we continue our message, Faith Walks with God. Here is Pastor Colin.
Now, Enoch did live with a profound awareness that judgment was coming, and we know that not only because of the prophecy that is recorded in Jude, but there may also be a hint of it in the name that Enoch gave to his son. A.W. Pink says that the name Methuselah, which Enoch gave to his son, can mean, when he is dead, it shall be sent. Now, there's a strange name to give to your son. When he is dead, it shall be sent. And Pink suggests that perhaps Enoch gave this unusual name to his son because God had revealed to him that when Methuselah died, the flood would come. And that, of course, is exactly what happened. The flood came in the 600th year of Noah's life. And if you compare that with the long years of Methuselah's life, you will see, when you put the numbers in Genesis chapter 5 together and add them all up, you will see that God sent the flood in exactly the year that Methuselah died. When he is dead, it shall be sent. Enoch, the world as you know it is going to be washed away. And I'm going to let you in on a secret as to when it will happen. When your son dies, the judgment will come. Now, Pink asks this question. If that revelation had been given to you, what effect would it have on you? Every time the boy takes sick, you're going to say, this could be the end of the world. When he is dead, it shall be sent. You would live in the constant awareness that it could come at any time. Enoch knew that the judgment of God was coming soon. He knew that he had to be ready to meet with God at any moment. And in the light of that, Enoch walked with God. Now, do you see how that speaks to us today? Are we not in precisely the same position? It is appointed to man once to die, and after that is the judgment. And not one of us knows where that is, today, tomorrow, 10 years, whatever. Therefore, at all times, we must cling to Jesus Christ as our Savior. We must walk with God by faith so that we are always ready to meet him by sight. Enoch walked with God in the light of the coming judgment. Third, Enoch walked with God after he became a father. Notice Genesis chapter 5 and verse 21. When Enoch had lived 65 years, he fathered Methuselah. Enoch walked with God after he fathered Methuselah. So it seems that the responsibility of becoming a father caused Enoch to feel that he needed God in a way that he had not really felt before. Now, some of you might think that 65 sounds quite old, but at this point, remember, in the scale of things, these folks are living typically 10 times as long as a regular lifespan today. So at 65, Enoch was about one-fifth of the way through his lifespan. So a person a fifth of the way through their lifespan on a normal span today might be around 18 years old, I guess. So here then is a young man who suddenly finds himself in a place where he knows he needs the help of God as he had never quite seen or felt it before. Somehow Enoch had got through his early years without too much trouble. Always believed in God, always come to worship, always offered the right sacrifice. But when Methuselah was born, Enoch knew that he needed help, and he began to walk with God. Now, maybe some of us today know what this is like. Something big changes in your life. You have a new responsibility. You're not in the position that you were in before. And suddenly you have an awareness, I'm out of my depth. Has it occurred to you that God may have pushed you out of your depth so that you will seek him in a way that you have never really done before? You become a father and a mother. You find yourself saying, God has given me this wonderful gift of a child. If I'm to raise a child in this ungodly world, I'm going to need strength. I'm going to need wisdom. I'm going to need patience. I'm going to need to have a really pure heart. How am I going to get these things? I can only get them from God himself. I need to walk with him. So Enoch walked with God. He walked with God in the light of the coming judgment. He walked with God after he became a father. And then fourthly, Enoch walked with God until God took him home. This was the pattern of his life after Methuselah was born, not just for a short time. We're told, verse 22, Enoch walked with God after he fathered Methuselah 300 years. That's the rest of his life. Enoch walked with God, verse 24, and he was not, for God took him. Now, here's something that I found fascinating, and I think there are some significant things here for us today. Genesis chapter 5 is a chapter of numbers. You can just see that looking at it. And as every accountant knows, the numbers always tell a story. And I want to make two observations from the numbers here today. First, Adam was still living when Enoch was born. And you can have some fun if you're inclined to just adding up the numbers, perhaps later today. But if you add the ages at which each of these patriarchs became a father, just put them end to end, you will find that from Adam to the birth of Enoch was 622 years. That's 130 plus 105 plus 90 plus 70 plus 65 plus 162, 622 years. Then we're told in verse 5 that Adam lived for 930 years. So clearly, Adam was still living when Enoch was born. More than that, Adam was still living, if you add the numbers further, when Enoch's son Methuselah was born, and he was still living when Enoch's grandson Lamech was born. In other words, 9 generations, imagine this, 9 generations were all living at the same time. Adam lived to see his great-great-great-great-great-great-grandchildren. That is an awful lot of birthdays to remember. 9 generations living at the same time. Second, Enoch was taken soon after Adam died. Now again, this is just very clear from the numbers in Genesis chapter 5. Adam died after 930 years. And if you add up all the numbers, you will find that Enoch was taken up to heaven after 987 years. So this was soon after the death of Adam and before any of the others listed in Genesis chapter 5 had died. Now, as you think about that, imagine the impact of the first recorded natural death in the Bible. Remember, Abel had died, but he had been murdered. And that had happened before Seth or any of the other characters listed here in Genesis chapter 5 had even been born. But at some point, Adam began to get weaker. And can you now picture Seth and Enosh and Kenan and Mahalalel and Jared and Enoch and Methuselah and probably little Lamech as well? And they're all gathering round the old man. And they knew what death was because they'd seen it in the world of the animals. But they'd never seen it in a man before. And then the first man died. And all the others are looking and saying, "Oh, this is what's going to happen to me." It's the first awareness of death in the Bible. Death by natural causes. Death by the passage of years. But God is full of grace and of mercy. And soon after the death of Adam, the first death by natural causes, and before anyone else in this list has passed that way, God gives this wonderful sign that one day the power of death will be broken. Death, you see, is like a river that separates us from the presence of God in heaven. All of us have to cross the river. But Enoch did not go through it. God, as it were, picked him up and just took him across it. Enoch walked with God, verse 24, and he was not, for God took him. Hebrews 11, verse 6 says, Enoch was taken up so that he should not see death, and he was not found because God had taken him. And God is giving, do you see, to all these other men, this marvelous assurance that one day, even death itself will be conquered. Enoch was taken. And of course, as we steer back into the midst of the earliest history, we find ourselves saying, well, how in the world can that be? And the answer, of course, lies in the resurrection and the ascension of the Lord Jesus Christ, to which this story so clearly and so wonderfully points. Our Savior broke the power of death when he rose from the grave. And the scripture tells us that he was taken up into heaven, Acts chapter 1 and verse 11. And he says, I go to prepare a place for you, and I will come again and take you to be with myself, that where I am, you may be also. You know, death for a believer, whenever it comes, is Christ taking you home. Most of us will be taken through the river. Those who are alive when Christ returns in glory will be taken across the river without ever going through it. Either way, it is Christ who takes us up, and we will be at home with him.
Well, we've been looking at how Enoch walked with God. We've seen four truths. We'll look at a fifth in just a moment. You're listening to Open the Bible with Pastor Colin Smith. Our message is called Faith Walks with God. And if you ever miss a broadcast, you can always come and listen online. Our website is openthebible.org, where you can stream the program or download an MP3 for free. Again, that's at openthebible.org. Well, if you joined us late, we're in the book of Hebrews, chapter 11, so grab a Bible and meet us there as we get back to the message. Here's Pastor Colin.
Enoch walked with God. He walked with God in the light of the coming judgment. He walked with God after he became a father, and he walked with God until God took him home. And here's the very last thing today. Enoch walked with God by faith. Of course, that's the central emphasis of Hebrews and chapter 11 that we're looking at. And immediately after telling us the story of Enoch, it's applied in this way. Hebrews says, without faith, it is impossible to please him, that is God, for whoever would draw near to God must believe that he exists and that he rewards those who seek him. Now, here's where it comes right home for us. You see, we're looking at this marvelous story. Enoch walked with God. Well, that's wonderful for Enoch. What has that got to do with us? Well, do you see how Hebrews chapter 11 and verse 6 applies it to us directly? After telling us about Enoch, Hebrews says, whoever would draw near to God. This is not just something for Enoch years and years and years ago. This is for us today. Here's an open invitation, as inclusive as could possibly be. The word whoever would come near to God. You want to walk with God? You want to know the conscious enjoyment of his presence? Yes, this is open to you. How? It's open to you by faith. Notice what Hebrews says in particular. If you would come near to God, if you would walk with him, if you would live in the conscious enjoyment of his presence, two things. You must believe that he exists. Now, there's clearly more to that than believing that there's a God. Whoever would draw near to God, literally translated, must believe that he is. He is. And there's a clear allusion there to the wonderful revelation that God gave to Moses when Moses said, "What is your name?" And God said, "I am who I am." And Hebrews says, if you're going to walk with God, if you're going to draw near to him, you must believe that he is who he says he is. In other words, don't go looking for a God of your own imagination. God has made himself known in the scriptures and supremely in the Lord Jesus Christ. And if you want to walk with him, you must begin here by believing what he says about himself. And second, if you would draw near to God, and this is open to any person, if you would draw near to God, walk with him as Enoch walked with God, then you must believe that he rewards those who seek him. In other words, there really is something for you to do here. You must seek him. Walking with God doesn't just happen. There's an intentional activity on your side as well as on the side of God who draws near to you. You must draw near to him. You must seek him. So it's no use saying, if God wants me, he can make himself known to me. No, God has made himself known to you in Jesus Christ, and our calling, your calling, is to seek him. This is a constant theme of the scripture. Ask, and it will be given to you. Seek, then you'll find. Knock, and it will be opened to you. For everyone who asks receives, and to the one who seeks, he finds, and the one who knocks, it will be opened. Or back in Isaiah in chapter 55, seek the Lord while he may be found. That's now, because he's made himself known in Jesus Christ. Call upon him while he is near. That's now, as he speaks to us in and through his word. Let the wicked forsake his way and the unrighteous man his thoughts. Let him return to the Lord, that he may have compassion on him, and to our God, for he will abundantly pardon. And as you seek the Lord, he gives you this marvelous promise. He rewards those who seek him. You say, what is the reward? The reward of seeking God is finding him. God is the reward of all who seek him. God says to Abraham, do not be afraid. I am your shield, and I am your very great reward. God has revealed himself in the scripture and supremely in the Lord Jesus Christ, so that all who seek him will find him. You will seek me, and you will find me when you seek me with all your heart.
You're listening to Open the Bible with Pastor Colin Smith and a message called Faith Walks with God. It's originally part of a larger series called Living by Faith. And if you want to go back and listen to this broadcast or the previous one, the first half of this message, you can do that at our website, openthebible.org. Well, John Aiello is the executive director of Open the Bible. And John, you've been here for, what, 12 years now?
12 years, Steve. It's been an absolute joy working closely with Pastor Colin, yourself, and the entire team during that time.
As you look back over the past 12 years, if you were to say, man, this is what I have seen God do over that 12-year span, what would you say is like the number one thing?
I tell you, the power of an open Bible is just extraordinary. And to see what God does through the Holy Spirit when people open God's Word, Steve, when we travel around the country and meet listeners in all different parts of this land, it's extraordinary, the experience of hearing what God does when we open his Word, and it's a joy.
It is a joy, and it's so cool to me that we get to be a part of what God is doing. And there's so many different ways that we can be a part. Obviously, we can listen, we can read the books, we can do all the things that Open the Bible is providing. But we also have the opportunity to engage in the ministry by praying for, even giving to Open the Bible. Some of you are doing that. Thank you for doing that. But John, if somebody's never given before, this is the perfect month for them to make their first-time gift.
Yeah, it is. And I appreciate that, Steve. I want to just reach out to those people. Maybe you've been learning from the program over the years, or reading the books, or investigating the website, and just growing from the Open the Bible ministry, but have never had the chance or the opportunity to give. We've had a generous donor step up and commit to matching dollar for dollar every gift given from a first-time donor during the month of July. So every first-time gift is essentially going to be doubled to the ministry. And this doesn't happen very often. It's huge for us as a ministry, Steve. And this is the time, if you're up for it, to get off the sidelines and join us if you can. It's a personal plea.
As you give that plea, we also, in addition to knowing that your gift is going to be matched, we want to say thank you with a couple things, John.
We do. Yeah, so every donor who gives this month, first-time or long-time donors, is going to receive a copy of the Listener Favorites 2023. This is the most listened to, downloaded messages from Pastor Colin this year. The first-time donors in particular, we're also going to send a free subscription to our monthly daily devotional. It's something that you can read every day to start your day with Open the Bible's content. I think you're going to love that subscription. So yeah, that's just our simple way of saying thank you.
Well, if you want to give a gift right now, whether you are a longtime supporter of Open the Bible or a first-time giver and see your gift doubled, you can reach us online at openthebible.org or call us at 877-OPEN-365. That's 1-877-673-6365. And again, our website is openthebible.org. For Pastor Colin Smith, as well as our Executive Director, John Aiello, I'm Steve Hiller. Thanks for listening, and I hope you'll join us next time. This program is a listener-supported production of Open the Bible. What does it mean to hunger for righteousness? Find out on the next Open the Bible.